5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Are you growing your hair?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I just haven't been to the hairdresser.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Ah, yes, it's Mad Monday in Melbourne. Well, Mad Monday for the Melbourne boys anyway. Mad Monday even for you, Billy Brownless, yes. Because you retired from the Sunday Footy Show yesterday. It's your Mad Monday. We'll find ways to celebrate our Mad Monday anyway on the Rush Hour. It's Joey Montagna here. Filling in for James Brayshaw, who's now gone on holidays. Bill, he's having a bit of time off as soon as that final siren goes, grand final day. Jim's away, and I'm looking forward to spending the next couple of weeks with you, mate. Yeah. Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on your time on the Sunday Footy Show.
Thank you, Joe.
Did you get to celebrate? Are we going to have a Mad Monday or what?
Well, you can't, can you, in Melbourne?
No, I can't,
so
it's, really.
Geelong have opened up again today, but I don't know, Joey. Now, I don't know if you should be talking about Mad Mondays.
Why?
Well, your history of Mad Mondays over the years.
The Saints boys, we had some great Mad Mondays.
Did they, Raps? Oh, it's this one. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Gee, it's a long build, huh?
I know, Raps.
Oh, I know that song.
Oh. Come on, fire.
Come on, Raps.
Oh, we got there, finally. Finally got there, Joey. When you...
Not me.
No, oh, who?
Not me, Clint Jones. Clint Jones.
Anyway, it was a bit of fun. How are you, Rebs? Footy Club, how good was that? It was a great game. For 3.5 quarters.
The whole game.
Yeah.
If you had said at the start it's going to be a 74-point win to Melbourne, we'd all say, oh, boring. But that was not one bit boring.
Nah.
It was unbelievable.
The stadium, the twilight.
The quality of the game,
everything,
the teams.
Right.
I mean, just the seesawing nature. I mean, Melbourne at quarter time. I started texting a few of my Melbourne friends at quarter time and said, congratulations, it's all over. You've got this in the bag.
And then
by halfway through the second quarter, half time, they were telling me to shut up, mate, shut up. What have you done?
Well, out of 7 goals to the Dogs. Oh, they were on fire.
Then they hit 19 points up in front when Bontempelli kicked his third. He was on track to win a Norm Smith and go into legend status at the Western Bulldogs. And then nobody could see what happened. Nobody could see coming what happened after that. It was absolutely brilliant.
They're running in waves.
Oh,
those Melbourne midfielders out of the middle, just in waves. And the other thing, what you do need to win games like this, you know, Petrarca and Oliver and Gawn, they're superstars. But when you have Gus Brayshaw play his best game, Luke Jackson that third quarter, Fritsch
kicking goals,
Neil Bullen, these guys.
All of them just, did their bit.
They all did their bit, didn't they, when they had to.
I mean, 100, so when you so imagine trailing by 19 points in a granny, and we did Bill a number of times, and we weren't able to do it. But imagine then kicking 100 points to 7 when you're down by 19. Like, that is mind-blowing. Like, mind-blowingly good from Melbourne. So well done to them. We know they've partied hard, so they should be. They'll party all summer. And they deserve it because it was an amazing grand final. And Christian Petrarca, special mention to him. I mean, Dustin Martin, we think we're never going to see anything like it again, winning 3 Norm Smiths. Well, Christian Petrarca was every bit as good as what Dustin Martin produced on any grand final
and
with his performance.
He kicks it too a lot. He kicks And he's a bull. He just runs through blokes.
He's a freak.
Well,
he's an absolute star. I think we heard from him after the game too, which they're the best. But when you start hearing the players post-siren, when they've got so much to tell us, Bill.
I actually can't speak right now. It feels like a dream.
It's very...
It's unbelievable. Yeah. What we set out in pre-season, off-season, to get this club back to where it should belong. This is every fan that's watching back home. We bloody did it!
Well done. Well done, Petrarca. What a Kicked the first goal.
Yep.
Kicked the goal of the game.
Yep.
Norm Smith medalist. Not a bad night, that.
No, 39 touches. Thought he had 40.
He did
have
40.
And then it got taken off him.
Well, it got ticked over as 40. I don't know what happened
and
there.
And then it got taken one off.
Simon Black rang up and said.
You reckon?
Yeah, Black, mate. Yeah.
He said he had one in the second quarter in the outer wing. He didn't touch it. Anyway, that's enough footy because Damo's coming
on. Yeah, we'll chat to Damo.
So I've got the other sports here, of course. You're all over this, Joey. So at least I can talk to you because Jim's never knows any other sport except footy and golf. What about Melbourne Storm?
Cricket. Doesn't he know a bit about cricket?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not when they're quick, but over 130 k's, does he back away?
Yeah.
Melbourne Storm, I watched this game on Saturday, and they were terrible. That's their worst game they've played in 5 years. They dropped every ball.
Shocking. They really did. I didn't see that coming either. The Melbourne Storm, very disappointing. They should have been playing in a grand final. They dropped everything. They looked a bit all over the shop, didn't they? They were just flicking the ball around and just
two injuries early.
Yeah, that hurts.
The cheese didn't, and he's a star. Yeah. They miss him.
So, you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Two injuries early didn't help. They went down 10-6. Didn't look like they were going to score a try there for a while, but well done to the Panthers there. Panthers, they're through to the grand final. And the Rabbitohs, just see them and Wayne Bennett. What a star he is.
How good. He's been coaching for
100
years, yeah, 100. And he's been in 90 grand finals or something, Wayne Bennett.
That would be a good game. Who wins it, Panthers or Rabbitohs?
I think Penrith win it. They've been the best team all year, along with the Storm. I think they're peaking beautifully.
You're gun shy and saying Penrith now, aren't you?
Say it, the Penrith.
There you go. Penrith Panthers. They were the Pink Panthers. They were pink on the weekend.
It's they were the Pink Panthers.
They were. The Wallabies. they've won 3 in a row, the Wallabies. They are flying. Hmm. They beat...
Who'd they play?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Argentina, 27-8 they won by.
Did they?
Yeah. See that bit of craft there?
I did.
Me and Rabsy work on that.
Well done.
Well done there to the Wallabies. Dan Ricciardo.
Yes. I did watch a bit of this.
Where was it?
This was in Russia. Oh, yeah.
Hey, so must go. See how they love to run. Drive. Ha, 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 ha.
Hey. He was stiff not to finish on the podium.
Fourth.
Yeah, he reckons he made a couple of errors with when he went into the pit stops and cost himself. Because he's on a good bit of form now. Once you finally win, won the other week.
Got a breakthrough.
You think you get a bit of confidence. Like any sportsman or anyone, you get a win under the belt, you get a bit of confidence. But unfortunately, he finished fourth, which was slightly disappointing. But he's found a bit of form.
To watch the Ryder Cup.
I did watch a bit of the Ryder Cup, absolutely.
The United States won 19-9, one easy.
Yeah,
but
one easy.
I think a few of them had gone early on the froffies, a few of the Americans. They were walking and in the sheds early on the froffies. They were.
I saw them drinking on the first tee, but it didn't look authentic, did it? A little bit like when you see them, the golfers sort of drinking. Yeah, it's a bit of.
Well, they can't drink.
They can't. They're putting it on a little bit.
No. But Damo is in the house while he's in Basil's. Motel room. I'm just watching.
Basil lives in Perth. I don't reckon he lives in a motel room. But Damien Barrett's going to join us next on the Rush Hour for the full wash-up from the grand final. It's a Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I could see ahead that this bloke was going to be a superstar.
You'd never even heard of him.
Matty Bell at Dover. Oh!
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Yes, this is Damo's recovery session, and it might be a bit fitting too, because just having a look at Damo on the Zoom, Billy, he looks a bit weary after a bit of a big weekend over there in Perth. Damo, how was the whole grand final experience and the after party the last 24 hours or so?
Yeah, g'day Joe, g'day Billy. Just a magnificent part of the world to be the last couple of weeks, and particularly over the weekend with the Perth City putting it on for the grand final. And I'm nowhere near as weary though, Joey, as some of those Melbourne players who even yesterday when they rolled up to the official presentation in the city itself of the cup and presenting to the crowd inside the centre of the Perth CBD, they still had some strapping on their ankles. Some of them hadn't showered, and some of them still wearing what they wore in the game itself when the final siren went.
Yeah, I could imagine the adrenaline would kick going for a few more days to come. Hey, how was the whole grand final experience being there live? Because we anticipated with Birds of Tokyo and the light show and the fireworks that it was going to be awesome. Was it everything that you expected and hoped?
Yeah, look, it was, Joey. I'm just a massive rat for the stadium. I think, as you know, the acoustics are unbelievable. There's nothing we've got in Melbourne that goes near the acoustics, with the speakers coming back in on the crowd and the noise not escaping, but also not being overbearing either. I'm a convert now in the past 4 or 5 years to having a night grand final, or at least a twilight grand final. I know everyone's got a different view on that, but that's where I'm at with that particular aspect. And even the game itself, Joey, I mean, I know everyone's now analysed it and critiqued it, but it was a fantastic game of footy basically throughout. I know that the last quarter and a half from a Bulldogs perspective was disappointing, but the standard of football played in that period in time when Melbourne rammed on, as we know, 16 of the last 17 goals of the game, I defy anyone to look at that and say that's not the best football they've seen. And I thought Bill Angus Brayshaw summed it up pretty well yesterday, didn't he, on the Sunday Footy Show. It's probably Melbourne's best 15 minutes in its entire history, that late third quarter surge.
Oh, no doubt about that. And 100 points to 7 at one stage just shows you they were dominant. They're the best side in the comp. Well done to Melbourne. I want to know off the field now. Everyone's had a look at the game and we have too. It looked like early on maybe Maxi Gawn, but I reckon James Harms has come late. I reckon old Chompers Harms, I saw Goody up on Gawny's shoulders there doing a bit of a dance too. So they've really had a crack, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And they've done it well. They've done it with class. Look, I saw them straggling out of the hotel they were in at Joondalup up yesterday as we had the Sunday Footy Show cross bill. And they were moving hotels from that resort into the city. I think they've got a few requirements to be in that place for 2 or 3 days. And then I think it's up to them as to whether they come straight back to Melbourne or stay in WA or head elsewhere, wherever the borders allow them to go.
Now, what about your mate Basil, your bromance? You got very, very close, but I think he might have stuffed up a couple of things on...
He didn't, Bill.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Well, what happened to one? Simon Goodwin was supposed to say a speech. He got up there and he said this on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday.
Yeah, I got shafted, didn't I? Yeah, I didn't know what happened there. I had it all ready to go. I had the cheat notes and a few sponsors.
Say it now.
Out, but,
give the speech now, Goody.
Do it now.
Yeah.
I just would have said to the supporters and everyone at home, you know, this is us, this is who we are, and they should be so proud. So, hopefully all the supporters back home are enjoying it. I know they're in lockdown, but... speaking to a few, I know they're singing a few beers.
Well, that's one. And then, of course, Andrew Embley gets up to present the Norm Smith. And I'll do it. No, out, Evers, off the stage. I can do it. I can announce Christian Petrarca. So come on, Fairdy. What's he doing?
You're being harsh, Bill. There's nothing that Andrew Embley or Simon Goodwin could or would have said that Basil couldn't. And he is Mr. Perth. And look, I've delved deep into the behind-the-scenes situation here on this. And I'm, as you know, Bill, I was going to defend him regardless of the outcome on this. Yes. And I've got to the bottom of it. Kate Roffey, the president of the Demons on ABC Radio, had a perfect explanation as to how this happened.
They let the fireworks and stuff go a bit early. Maxi lifted that cup up and the boys were up on the stage before they knew what to happen. And Basil was desperately trying to stop it and pull it back, but it was too late. The celebrations were too far gone.
Oh, Basil was desperately trying to stop it. So the fireworks, they went off early, Bill.
Well, I think Basil said, hit it quick. It's all about me up here.
So once the fireworks went, the Melbourne players reacted. They jumped up on stage and Goody never got his moment. But
he was on Breakfast Morning TV, Joey, across nationally, and I think that show started probably at 4:30 or 5 a.m. Perth time on the Saturday, and he was still talking in a microphone at midnight somewhere as well. So he was on our show the previous night, Bill, even though he was a Channel 7 person. We managed to get him on the Sunday Footy Show Grand Final preview edition, and he just wandered past there. So no, he just needs a microphone in his hand, Joey. You know that.
He did. He did a pretty good job, though.
And it rated 4.1 million, the most ever on television this year. Unbelievable ratings, and they did do a pretty good job. Even now, mate, I'll flog Brayshaw.
They did very well, the boys. They did.
Oh, that's what happened.
What happened?
The fireworks button was just there, right? And Basil spun around at one stage. and his nose hit it.
Bill.
Accidentally. Bill. He hit the button just there. Listen to Damo. Bill,
stop it.
You can't say that, Bill.
What about Angus Brayshaw? We had him on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday, and that was his best game he's played for the year.
It was, actually.
Yeah, he was very good.
Great time to do it. We asked him about Uncle James.
We're compiling a list back here in Melbourne of people who've tried to insert themselves in this premiership.
Maybe your uncle. Yeah, look, I saw a lot of him last night. He was, I don't know if it was a coincidence. Everywhere I sort of turned around and looked, he was floating around. So I'll put James on the list, but he surely goes straight to the top, I would have thought as well.
Damo, you were in the rooms. Did you see James wandering around?
I did. I saw him and his brother, the Mark Brayshaw, the father of Angus, and Jim was disgracing himself just the way he tried to somehow insert himself into conversations that he had no part to be in. And, yeah, it wouldn't surprise anyone who knows him, though, that he was that way.
Any photos where he's just got the hand in the pocket and the stance like it's Cottesloe Beach or wherever it was?
And the narrowing of the eyes in that sort of Brad Pitt style of a look at the camera grin. He had a big week, Jim. He only got out on Tuesday, but I think he packed a bit in by the time the grand final had come around.
Absolutely, he did. Hey, stick with us, Damo. Still plenty more footy to talk about. We'll speak to you after.
It's the Rush Hour, Joey and Bill, Triple M.
This is Damo's recovery session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Joey Montagna, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by Damien Barrett for the wash-up from the grand final, Joey.
Damo, what about the other side of the coin? We've spoken about Melbourne, how brilliant they were. What about from the Western Bulldogs, a bit of the fallout there? Because, I mean, for 2.5 quarters, they were certainly in it up to their eyeballs, but when it all fell apart, it fell apart in a rush.
It's a hard one to assess, Joey, isn't it, and Bill? Plus 19 from a Bulldogs perspective when Marcus Bontempelli kicked his third goal to minus 74 on the final siren. So you analyse the game at that stage, halfway through the third quarter, and, they're winning a premiership and Marcus Bontempelli's adding a Norm Smith medal to his CV. But an hour, or not even an hour and a half, 45 minutes later, it's a 13-14 goal loss. So it's hard to work out, isn't it, Joey? I mean, we always overanalyze a grand final outcome. A couple of aspects out of it, though. Steph Martin turns 35 inside 2021. So he will go around again, I believe, and his body would suggest in the last two seasons of footy, the previous one at the Brisbane Lions, that it's just not going to be reliable enough to cope with. So I think they need to address that. Do they tell me, Joey, do they need to also somehow bolster their midfield group? I mean, we talked about it all year as being a great midfield and one with depth, but ultimately, when it got willing in that third quarter on the weekend and throughout the last quarter, they just weren't able to match the physicality of the Demons, were they?
No, you're right, but I think that's the point you made there, is Melbourne's physicality. I mean, there aren't too many midfields that are as big and tough as Oliver Petrarca, yeah. Jack Viney, that can go through their harms as well. I mean, they are quite, Gorn. I mean, the Bulldogs have got their own different way of doing it. And maybe Josh Dunkley was the man who sort of has lost a bit of his spot in that side. He's the one that's, fallen out, that is the big body that could play in the midfield that didn't really get much of a crack at it. Oh, look, I think we do sometimes overreact to what happened in the last quarter and a half. Yeah. I mean, the Dogs have been brilliant for most of the season. They've got some deficiencies in areas. They find a way to cover up for it. I think the ruck situation will be something, though, they probably will look at in the off-season.
Well, Sam Darcy, I know he's only going to be a kid, but there's something to work with. They'll get him, won't they? Yugel Hagen, who we haven't seen a lot of, number one pick. And then Josh Bruce will come back at some point.
It's going to be late in the year, isn't it? So they might need to find another key defender as well, another big body in defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Just with Darcy too, I mean, it's hard to think that he's going to have a major impact in 2022. But having said that, we saw what happened in the second season of the career of Luke Jackson, game number 30 in the grand final. And, I mean, if he could play to three quarters of that level inside the two seasons, his first two seasons, well, he's going to be something. Because Luke Jackson already is a star, I think, Joey, isn't he? I mean, I don't think he's a rising star, as he was officially this year, being judged that title. But he's here, isn't he? I mean, he's a legit player.
He's a legit player. He's a big part of that side and will be going forward. Of course, he's a Western Australian who was able to play on his home deck and put on a good show. Speaking of over in Western Australia, a little bit of news and some whispers around Josh Kennedy, the West Coast Eagles superstar.
Yeah, he told one of the functions over here, Joey, on the weekend with microphone in hand, that he's yet to make up his own mind about going on into 2022. Ooh. He did say that it was his call to make, and I've got no doubt that is the complete case. So you come out, as you know, a month or so after the Eagles' last game for the year, and he's yet to get his own head around that himself. So I don't know what the contractual situation is. I don't know whether he's been asked to take a massive cut. I don't know any of that background, but I do know that, as he said himself, he's just weighing it up. Is it right to go into a 16th season or beyond a 16th season? So, massive name, isn't he, in the Eagles' history? Massive player from a from a goal kicking perspective in a competition historical sense. And yeah, you don't yet know, Bill, if he's going into next year.
He loves his fishing and going down to the beach and his shack. But they need to make some changes, West Coast.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, even Shannon Hearn, I thought maybe they might have been some change. And then it sounded like, no, they were going to stick with everyone again. And I just sort of presumed Kennedy and Hearn and all those would play on. But maybe if you've taken this long to still think about it, it's not ideal. Because normally as a player, you sort of know if you've still got the desire to keep playing. And if you start questioning it, that's maybe when you should be thinking, maybe it is time. If you are doubting yourself or doubting your desire to play on again, because it's not easy, especially as you get older, to do pre-seasons and to go through it all again. So that's fascinating.
Another team that will be some changes and already has been, I see down there at Geelong, James Pops Kelly has been appointed as an assistant coach. They need one there. I think four have gone.
Get one, didn't they, Bill? Given Matty Knights is headed across to the Eagles as part of their new assistant coaching ranks. We've had Corey Enright leave there to go to St Kilda and Matty Scala. You think he's just going to have a time off footy, don't you? Yeah,
he won't coach anywhere, I believe, and he's very honest about all that. And he'll just go and spend a year at home. Well, hearing anything over there?
I wouldn't be surprised, Bill, if you got a great Geelong person in James Kelly coming back into the club. Wouldn't be totally surprised if Harry Taylor made an appearance back there on those assistant coaching ranks. I know he returned to Perth this year after playing in the grand final of 2020, or returned to WA at least. And, some talk around that he may be part of the new look Geelong assistant coaching ranks. Just on Chris Scott himself, Joey and Bill, I was a week ago convinced he would 100% be the coach in 2022. There's just enough talk in people that I do have footy chats with at other clubs and other people around the industry that have left me just a little bit less convinced that that's the case, that conversations might be going on because it's not just the contract for 2022 I think you need to factor in right now, is it? You need to look at what's going to go beyond that. And if that's the case, that conversation may well be, as we speak, being brought forward to the right now with Steve Hocking heading in there as chief executive officer.
That's interesting. I think my initial thoughts with Chris Scott is I would play out 2022. I expect him to coach next year, but I'm almost thinking, Damo, he's all in for one more year with this group.
Right.
Yep. So almost let it play out. Let's have one more, crack at going to the well.
Yep.
Then at the end of 2022, you make a decision on the coach. You make a decision about the whole list rejuvenation or everything about the playing group. But maybe give him that one more chance
crack. Think you're right, Joseph.
Very good. Hey, thank you very much. Hey, Damo, when are you back? What's your plans? Are you staying in West Australia or what are you doing?
No, I'll just clear some more work commitments here today.
What about that?
Jeez, you're a flog, Damien. Clear some work commitments. You're like Rachel. Jim sit up and clear some work commitments.
What is that?
I've actually got a lunch to get to right now, guys. Can we wrap it up?
Good boy,
Damien. Damo's recovery session.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. What's trending unusual? It's back and it's up next.
Jim's obviously left, has he?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Make sure the mics aren't ever turned on during songs.
Quite aware of that.
Otherwise, he might never work again.
Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB is gone for the year, which means, Bill, the gold is back.
Oh, no.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Does Jim he doesn't go and find some unusual stories, does he?
No,
Jim
doesn't like it. No, he doesn't do a lot. He sits there and says, "A good one, fat," and gets all my stuff ups.
Bit of research. He's got to find a little bit. Oh, look, I didn't find it.
What have you found?
Oh, I dug deep, but it was a hard one. I didn't have enough time over the weekend. I was too caught up in the footy and having a beer. But I just found this little one that I thought was something unusual because, William Shatner, the legendary actor William Shatner from Star Trek.
Yes.
I really like him on Boston Legal.
No.
I didn't realise he was 90. Didn't see Boston Legal. Okay. I didn't realise he was 90 years old either.
He's not 90.
He's 90. He must be the best looking 90-year-old I've ever seen.
Was he Captain Kirk?
That's it, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Did you see that he's going to become the oldest ever person to visit space? Because he's going to blast off next month on Jeff Bezos's the Blue Origin rocket.
Oh.
He's going to go up to space.
How much?
How much it costs?
Yeah. Just a question, Joey.
A lot. That's not cheap.
No. In one way or?
Come on, running some gold.
Well, he's going business class. He's not going in economy, put it that way. But so there you go.
How come Jeff Bezos's rocket smelt like poo, Joe?
Why does his rocket smell like poo? I don't know.
William Shatner.
Did you just make that up then?
No, Rab, shut up.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah,
that's very clever.
Yeah, not bad. I got one for you. I'm going to play some audio, and then you've got to guess what is going on.
It's a game.
Yeah, it's
right
a game.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Don't look, Josie.
It's at a zoo.
So something bad's happened at the zoo.
Yeah.
An animal's hurt themselves at the zoo.
Well, no, the other way. Enjoyed themselves.
What? Yes. What?
A pair of frisky gorillas at a Bronx zoo have been filmed engaging in...
Going at it.
Oral sex. Yes.
No.
Yes.
What?
Mate, I'm telling you. And let's be mature about this.
Yeah,
but
sorry, okay.
Yeah. The big gorilla has got the female one, and they're going for it. Yeah.
What?
They are.
Oh,
it's
wow! And that was live. It was a live show.
Think of a number. Well, yeah, and they'll film me
between 60 and 70.
Joey, mature it, please. Come on. But yeah, they were actually going for it, and a bloke was filming. He said, "I was shocked. I had no idea this was a natural act."
Is he allowed to film that on his phone? Is that illegal?
Have a look at the photo.
I know.
Wow.
You can't do that.
It's unusual.
Well, you can.
That's certainly unusual,
not
Bill.
At the zoo.
Where do you find these stories?
Oh, you just, Jill gives them, she finds them, Jill. Sorry about that.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Something else that Jill finds you is your jokes.
Yes.
Have you got one for us?
No.
That okay.
Was Wilmer Shatner or whatever his name was.
Wilmer Shatner.
Oh, God.
Oh, Bill's joke to wrap up the show. Joey's first for the year on the Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and Joey Montagna. On tomorrow's show, Joe, one of your Fox footy teammates, Brad Johnson's going to join us.
Yeah, we'll get Jono's take on what happened there with the Western Bulldogs, and he's a wonderful man, Jono. He's a good man indeed.
Great man. Lives in Geelong. Very happy down there.
Yes.
Hey, well done, Joey. First show, you've been very good as the host.
Thank you, Bill. We're all a little bit dusty on this Monday after grand final. Been a big week for most, big weekend for most of us, so we'll just... sharp it up, and looking forward to the rest of the week with you too, Bill. And you know what I love?
What?
I love your jokes. I know your mate James Brayshaw, he doesn't give you much support. I sometimes find them quite humorous. So can you start the week off with a nice one for us, please?
Okay.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, Joey, here we go, mate. I was talking to a mate over the weekend. He calls his missus Harvey Norman. I said, why do you call her Harvey Norman? He said, no interest. For 48 months.
That's terrible. Oh, dear,
idea. Guess what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Oh, Gorilla Brownless is going, mate.
Ah, gorillas. Oh, good one. Yeah. I didn't know gorillas could do that. I honestly didn't.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I love it. I love it.
Black boom, wah, wah, wah.